You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, Judith.
Good morning to Christy.
Sa kasalukuyan, ikaw ang president ng Philippine Association of Geelong Incorporated o itong PAG. Kailan itinatag ang grupong ito?
Itong association na to, PAG has been established 2002. There were 12 of us as a founder, and for many years, this association was called Club Ni Nanay. Although ang pangalan is Philippine Association of Geelong.
So pinalitan niyo yung pangalan from Club Ni Nanay into Philippine Association of Geelong?
Not really, but we just call it Club Ni Nanay. Dahil Nanay was our president for a very long time and everyone of us, nakikinanay din sa kanya.
Talaga? Kumusta na si Nanay?
She passed away from a long illness, so she handed it to me. Yung parang legacy.
So hindi kayo nagbotohan?
No, she let us promise together with yung tatlong anak niya na i-continue ang association na to give us the yung in a way to regroup us, lalo na namatay na siya, and she wants us to continue her legacy.
Okay.
And that is to celebrate yung kultura natin, to look back with gratitude kung saan tayo nanggaling. And yeah, so with her 3 children that's here in Geelong, we keep this association going.
Napakagandang legacy niya ni Nanay, ano? Judith, 17 years down the track, ano yung saklaw ng grupong ito? Ano yung coverage niya?
First, it was just having get together, celebrate our culture through cultural dancing. Tapos ngayon, as the years goes by, we get involved with other associations. We connect with them and share with them what we have. We got involved in the greater Filipino community and Australian community as a whole. We participate in charity activities in Melbourne. We have participation in other associations and we become a member with the FCCDI.
Do you receive funding from the government?
Actually, no.
So, paano niyo pinopondohan yung mga activities ninyo?
Most of it comes from our own pocket. Sometimes, if we do, a dance night, we have a little bit of profit out of that, and it goes towards buying a costume to promote the culture, especially like with this Tiboli tribe in the Philippines. My aim is to promote that tribe because that is one of the artistic tribal group in the Philippines. Make their own dress through abacat, and they look so beautiful with their costumes.
So itong Tiboli, ano to, isang indigenous group sa Pilipinas?
Yes. Ito and they yung come from Lake Cebu, Southern Mindanao.
What about yung iba pang mga indigenous group? Pinopromote nyo din?
Yes, we explore that too. Our Ifugao tribe, our Manobo tribe. Actually, sa Pilipinas, over 100 tribal groups. So yeah, we had fun doing it actually.
So you made mention about costumes. Pinoprovide nyo yung mga costumes. Gumagawa kayo ng mga activities like dancing.
Itong tribal group, tribal costume, galing sa kanila. To help them out, yung ginagawa nilang mga outfit, to help them out para may little income sila.
Ah, so galing talaga sa Mindanao yung mga costumes na ginagamit ninyo?
Yes, original one, and even in Ifugao,
talaga?
We do have that. But most of it, we just make it ourselves.
So sino naman yung gumagawa ng mga costume kung kayo ang gagawa?
We help each other. Meron kaming member na marunong magtahi. We all gather together and help her do the cutting, some sewing. So in a way, we learn. By doing it, we learn something.
Oh, that's nice. Kanina nabanggit mo na you started from 12 women.
Yes.
Sa ngayon, ilan na ang mga miyembro ninyo?
I believe we have over 60 members.
Wow, talagang lumaki na yung yung original na club ni nanay.
Yes,
ngayon,
yes.
Judith, sa iyong posisyon bilang pangulo, ano ang pinaka-challenging na gawain na kinaharap mo?
That's a good question.
Uh-huh.
The most challenging one is to keep this association going.
So how do you do that?
Dahil yung kultura dito, yung Australian culture, most of the young ones tend to to get away from our culture.
Paano ninyo na-encourage yung mga bata? Sabi mo nga, nandito na sila sa Australia. Alam mo na may mga kabataan natin. Lagi silang naka-focus sa kanilang mga iPad, on their iPhone,
yes.
Yung mga...
Yes.
Yung matuto sila ng kultura. Paano ninyo isinasagawa yun?
In different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, I bribe them on...
yun pala
birthday.
Binibribe mo talaga.
I brought them on their birthday. I promised them I'd bake them a cake or I'll take them to McDonald's.
Talaga?
Yeah. And also Christmas time, we try to gather all the children and it's their special day. We have a special day for them and recognize what they were doing,
mm-hmm.
and all that. But it's not really an easy matter.
Do you do storytelling too? Like yung mga kwento sa atin?
Yeah. The parents are helping too in doing that, because without the help of the parents, the children will not stand up and do the thing themselves.
Dinuturuan niyo din sila magsayaw?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, tulad ng ibang mga organisasyon, kayo ay nagdaraos ng taunang dinner dance fundraiser. Ano yung mga pinaglalaanan niyo sa mga fundraiser na ito?
If we do, like, let's say, dinner dance, and we have an income on that one, we have it prepare it for the next one. We don't have really much money in the kitty.
Uh-huh.
Because we are not funded by anyone. It's just ourselves, and a little extra profit from our dinner dance goes towards, let's say, an advance payment for the music or the hall that we hire, or sometimes we have a Christmas party with all the members, and we get funds from our savings, little things like that. Or if we go for a bus trip, we subsidize that a bit. But there's no personal thing. There's no personal withdrawals. It's more like for the costume. That's our main problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the moment, if we perform, our performers, they do not want repetitive costumes. Because of Facebook, we had to recreate or do something different every time. That's a challenge that I have.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.